Okay, this will be the meeting of the Board of Trustees. This is a special meeting on Thursday, May 13th of 2021. We will call this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athens.
Present.
Trustee John Butler.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Watzowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Thank you, Ms. Doyle. Some of our trustees and staff are in person today for the Board of Trustees special meeting, but their in-person attendance is voluntary. The meeting is still being conducted pursuant to Section 6 of the Executive Order 2020-7. A verification of quorum and appropriate notification of public meeting. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present and appropriate notification has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. Agenda item 3, is there a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Mr. Chair. Gales.
Second, Athens.
Any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athens.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Bless you.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watzowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes. The agenda is approved. Review and approval of the minutes from March 18th of 2021. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees from March 18th, 2021?
So moved, Athens.
Second, Shields.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athens.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler. Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watzowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes. The approval of the minutes from March 18th, 2021 is approved. Agenda item 5, Chair's comments and announcements. Once again, I want to welcome any members of the University Advisory Committee who are still with us here today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Beyer, Kathy Doderline, Katie Jagel, Natasha Johnson, Sarah Marsh, and Kendall Thu. If any of you are with us, do you care to make a comment? Hearing none, we will move to the chair's comments. I just have one topic to discuss, and that's the upcoming board elections, which will be held in the June meeting on June 17th next month. We will, in open meeting, hold election for the officer positions. As I said in the June meeting, the positions that we will vote on are for the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, the civil service merit board representative, and the fifth representative on the executive committee. If you have any interest in self-nominating yourself for any of these positions, please make your intentions known to the other board, to the other board members. You will also have an opportunity before the vote in June to address your colleagues on the board should you desire in open meeting. I want to remind you at this point that the chair position, 2 consecutive 1-year terms are allowed. The current chair, myself, has served two consecutive terms. So there will be a new chair. The vice chair position, two consecutive one-year terms are allowed. The current vice chair, Trustee Wasowitz, has served two terms, two consecutive terms, so there will be a new vice chair. Secretary, two consecutive one-year terms are allowed. The current secretary, Trustee Pritchard, has served two terms, so there will be a new secretary. The Civil Service Merit Board representative is currently John Butler, and there is no restriction on the number of years served for that board. The fifth member of the executive committee, the first four members of that committee are the positions that I listed above, chair, vice chair, secretary, and Civil Service Merit Board, is currently being served by Trustee Gales. And there is no restriction on the number of years served. Some of you have inquired about my intentions to run for other executive positions on the board. I want to be clear with the board that it is not my intention to solicit any executive position for fiscal year 22. I have had the honor and the pleasure of serving this board as either the vice chair or the chair since June of 2017, which will be 4 years next month. It is time to allow new ideas and leadership to assume the executive team roles of the Board of Trustees. I look forward to remaining on the Board of Trustees and serving at the pleasure of whoever the new chair will be. So good luck to all of you who seek to serve in an executive capacity. I assure you, it is a rich and rewarding experience, and I encourage you all to consider running for some executive position on the Board of Trustees for NIU. So with that, we will move on to agenda item 6. Public comment.
Mr. Chair, before you move on, I want to say just on behalf, at least myself, and I'm sure the other members of the board, you've done an exemplary job.
Well, thank you.
And your leadership has been greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much. It's as I said, it's been an honor to be able to serve this board as both the vice chair and chair for the last 4 years, and I will look forward to watching somebody else do it for the remainder of my life here on the board. But thank you for your comment. Agenda item 6. This is where we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment today.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item 7, the President's Report number 150. We will now move to this. Dr. Freeman, would you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Barsima, and I appreciate the board's patience in holding a special meeting today for two time-sensitive items. The first is action item 7A, collective bargaining agreement for International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 364. This bargaining unit comprised of 6 employees in the Division of Information Technology. The collective bargaining agreement appears in the board report and details the conditions negotiated for wages, hours, and working conditions. There are 4 classifications within this bargaining unit, field services tech 1 through 4, and the wages are in Appendix A of the agreement in your board book. It is a 1-year initial agreement effective May 16, 2021 through May 15, 2022. The university recommends that the Board of Trustees approve this collective bargaining agreement.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Mr. Chair Gales.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Pritchard.
Thank you, Trustee Pritchard. Any discussion?
So I do have
Montel.
So it's customary to just do a 1-year agreement.
I'm going to ask Vice President Perry to comment on why we adopted that strategy with this bargaining unit.
Trustee Gales is actually pretty timely. You just heard the FACFO report on our budget. Because we're coming off of the COVID expenses, we wanted to give ample time for our finances to recalibrate. We want to be fair to the employees as well as to the administration. So we want to do a short agreement to allow us to see what would be feasible in terms of increments and salary adjustments down the road. So we have this 1 year where we lock in the contract, but then once we get a sense of what finances look like, we can then actually look for a longer agreement that will be actually more reflective of where we are with our budget.
I have a question. I didn't see it, and maybe I missed it in the document when I read it, but how many employees approximately are covered under this?
There's just six employees in this unit.
I'm sorry?
Six.
Oh, six. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler? Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz? Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Agenda item 7A is approved. Agenda item 7B.
Agenda item 7B covers classroom technology upgrades. These were discussed during Provost Ingram's presentation in the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. And the specific recommendation facing you here came from the FACFO meeting that we held within the last hour. So I won't go into a lot of detail other than to say that this is time sensitive because we're trying to get our classrooms ready for the return of students to maintain a high level of technology. The funding amount is not to exceed $700,000, and the recommendation from Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee was for approval of this request for technology upgrades in our classrooms.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve Agenda Item 7B?
So moved, Athus.
Is there a second?
Yeah, second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler? Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz? Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Agenda Item 7B is approved.
That concludes the president's report.
Thank you, President Freeman. Are there any other matters that require the attention of the board today in this special meeting? The next scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees will be June 17th, 2021, beginning at 9 a.m. The board now needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business after closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act; and closed session minute matters as described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion to close the meeting?
So moved, Shields.
Thank you, Trustee Shields. Is there a second?
Pritchard.
Thank you, Trustee Pritchard. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the public meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler? Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes. The public meeting is now closed. Thank you for your participation. Okay, the Board of Trustees has now returned from closed session. Crystal, could you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard. Trustee Aiden Shields.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Thank you, Ms. Doyle. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Thank you, Trustee Gales, for the first, and thank you, Trustee Athus, for the second. Could you please call a roll call vote, Ms. Doyle?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes, I'm still here and I'm still supportive of that.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz. Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
So not me.
Yes.
I'm so apologize.
The motion to close public session has been approved. Public session is now closed.